All right, we're recording. I'm gonna get us going and count down from 5 to 1, and we'll go into the Dodgers. Ready? 5, 4, 3. All right, everybody, welcome back inside. It's really after hours now, man. 10:30. I don't know how we're doing this, but well, I mean, I know how I'm doing. This is my third beer, so. Mike, you said you were going to get beer for the show. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking a Pacifico.
Ah, nice. Eric, are you drinking, or are you just kind of staying awake with water and just bong rips?
Getting anything today? Just chilling.
All right, man. Yeah, I won't be drinking tomorrow because I have to work late. But today, no, I'm drinking, baby. So it's a perfect segue because this team makes you drink.
Mm-hmm.
Because the season starts in April and you buy in, if you're a Dodger fan, the entire season you have Kershaw, Bueller, blah, 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 Dustin May, and all these guys, Urias, before he beat the shit out of another woman. And you root for this team all these months. And then you get to October, and your reward for winning 100 games is a week off, and then you get swept. So I flipped it to Mike last time. Eric, I'm going to flip it to you. What were your raw thoughts? And it may not be raw now, right? Because, like, you know, it's hindsight. But if you can remember them, what were your, like, raw thoughts after that, you know, the first inning of Kershaw?
It was all one big, you know, the whole just getting – it was all one big thing. I mean, it sucked. It was embarrassing, all the normal things. But at the end of the day, I feel like that's why it's good that I guess that we started with me, because you guys would probably kick it off. You guys might be a little bit more upset about it. I wouldn't want to – yeah, there's some pitching that they need. But other than that, I would go at it with the same team next year. I know that they won 100 games. That also makes it worse to lose. But baseball kind of gets down like that sometimes, too. You just got to – I mean, they still have a good team. Again, they have to figure out the pitching, of course. But Kershaw getting rocked is the stuff that hurt the most, because he's my favorite Dodger. But at the end of the day, it sucks. It sucked. The thing that made it the worst for me was the Diamondbacks. You know, so attack somebody in the same division as you and shit. So that sucks. But other than that, if there were people that I really wanted to get rid of, or like I'm not one of these guys. I wanted to get rid of Dave Roberts. So if there was like something that to me that was a glaring fix, I would be screaming for it. All it is just a huge letdown and disappointment, and just obviously just can't wait till the next season starts again. That's pretty much all you can do.
Mike?
You're definitely disappointed. Like you said, we went over 100 games in the regular season, and to go out in the first round, not just to lose, but to get swept is definitely not a way you want to end the season. But we got a lot of work to do. We want to go back and compete for a title. There's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of help that the team needs, pitching.
Agreed.
But they got to go back to the drawing board, and they got to figure some stuff out. Kershaw, I don't know. Do you guys think he walks away?
No.
You don't think he walks away with that performance?
No. I honestly think that a competitor like that will ever leave off of performance like that, you know?
Okay.
And it was a bad performance for sure. And I didn't see how that game. I didn't see actually any pitches. I just saw the score. And then I saw, I asked my buddies who were watching the game, like, how's his arm looking? Are they meatballs? Are they, and everything was just like, you know, whacked 1,000 miles an hour. So I think, unfortunately, I'm going to compare Kershaw to me in an adult basketball league. If I'm the best player in the, if I'm the best player, we ain't winning shit. If I'm pitching game one,
okay.
Like, I think if Kershaw's pitching game one, the Dodgers are in a bad position. And
just, it isn't just, it isn't pitching game one. I think I agree with you as far as he shouldn't be your best pitcher, but I'm cool with giving him game one. I mean, the result was bullshit.
I guess that's fair.
But I think, like, let's just say he got rocked for five. This Dodger team should have had a, maybe had two runs on there or something. You know what I mean? Maybe where you're like, hey, we can save this game. But again, not only did he get fucking shell shocked, the bats didn't show up either. So it was just an overall asshole. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think if we had better pitching, we would have lost. We would have felt a lot more confident going into game two. And then, but at the same time, dude, if those bats are just never going to get there, what the fuck could we have done? I don't want to replace any of the bats. I mean, I like exactly who we have. It's just, I mean, what the fuck? They just got to make it work, dude. And that's why I guess the only thing I can say is let's get, I mean, I just hope it gets, next season starts soon, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, if the Dodgers have an opportunity to get a guy like a Verlander or a Scherzer again, even though he got rocked today, you got to do it. Like, baseball, unlike any other sport that I've seen, baseball has all these examples of somebody coming in for like a month and a half and making a huge difference. Like, a huge difference, right? Like, you had Cespedes with the Mets, CC Sabathia with the Brewers. And those are just two examples I'm thinking of the top of my mind. Like, there's so many. Man, fucking Manny Ramirez, dude. Like,
but baseball does it more than, I mean, I guess basketball does this once in a while, but baseball
does it too.
But baseball is one of those sports why it happens is because it's wild to me. Imagine this happening in the NFL where pretty much half the teams just quit on the season when they realize they're not going to make it and sell anything that they have that's good. You know what I mean? All the time. Like, every season. Imagine if the NFL seriously just cleaned house every, like, half the team just said, they keep two guys and they get rid of everybody else. So, like, yeah, like, dude, teams come up. Like, and obviously you got to do make the right moves. But, yeah, there's always those guys out there. And that's why in baseball, probably more than a lot of these other sports, the front office guys really got to be on top of shit.
No,
there's going to be opportunities, you know?
You're right. Like, for example, I was talking to one of my homies who's a big Vikings fan. He's like, we're for sure going to get rid of Cousins. And I was like, and then, like, of course, they're like, nope, never. I'm like, all right, well, okay.
He's out of there.
But he's not. He's going to stay, right? So it's like.
So they say.
I think he's out of there. But
I agree.
Because, like, they're going to trade him. But if they don't get anything for him, he's fucking gone either way. I don't see him staying.
But anyways, that was my point, right? Like, the NFL, Cousins should be gone. Like, but they said they're not going to trade him. I was like, all right, well, whatever. But
for this season, yeah, for sure. I agree with you.
Yeah, like, yeah. So they should. So right now, it's unfortunate for the Dodgers. I agree, like, with Walker Buehler coming back, Dustin May, and, you know, maybe they get another player. We'll see. I mean, obviously, Otani's a big fish. If we get news on that, that'll be on an emergency podcast.
And to be fair to the front office, they've shown they'll go get a guy. Yes. So if the reason why we don't get Otani, I know that sounds crazy, but I think it's because he doesn't want to come here. It isn't going to be because we're not going to give him whatever the fuck it would take. You know what I mean? That I'm not concerned about. It's more like he chose some other team because it made more sense for him. But I'll go get that for sure. But remember, he can't pitch for a while. So
he has that surgery. And I think there's three teams in it. I think it's the Angels, the Dodgers, and the Mets. And
we're wild enough to go make them happen.
100%. And Steve Cohen has a lot of money, and he's going to, you know, the Mets owner, and he's going to push push that up. So the Dodgers are not concerned about money. They never have been. So I anticipate that Ohtani ends up on the Dodgers, honestly. Like, that's just what I see.
Based on the three guys so far that you mentioned, my best bet would be, if I have to choose one, is that he's not an Angel. That's what I would go with. He's out of there. That's the one thing that I can say for sure.
Agreed. Like, and even if you choose the Mets for some odd reason, like, it's better than the Angels. You know, at least you're in New York.
I can see him making more he's marketable. In New York. Yep, that's a big deal. So
it is. And then the Asian community is big in Anaheim, but it's also big in Los Angeles, and he's much more marketable. And as a Dodger, like, you know, fucking, like, I'm on the baseball site and the T-Mobile's ad contains two Dodgers and they're both out of the playoffs already. Like, you know, like, it's just you're Austin Reeves. It's the Swaggy P effect. You know, you have that as when you come to LA. Anything else about this Dodgers team before we move on to some what you're watching?
I hope we win 110 games next year and then sweep the whole team.
That'd be dope.
Look, the pitching that you mentioned is coming back are fucking studs. Bueller, man, I mean, this is studs. That's just go get another guy or two, and then it sucks. Not only that we have to wait till next season, it's team there. If this was like, you know, MLB The Show, you would start next season and you would skip to the playoffs right away and say, let's get this. This is the only thing we give a fuck about. So yeah, we got to add some guys, but at the same time, kind of referencing what we just kind of talked about, is those middle of the season moves, those, you know, those extra little guys that you're able to add that really help you make that push in the playoffs and really start fucking teams up. You know, that's what I think is going to determine how far we go next year.
Yep. And Jesus, Ohtani, man, like, we got to get this guy more RBIs. 44 home runs and 95 RBIs. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit, dude.
But the Angels suck, dude. So
they fucking suck. Pete Alonso had 46 home runs and 118 RBIs. Like, he drove in 20 more dudes than Shohei. That's crazy. But anyways, Mike, let's move on to what you watch, and sponsored by nobody.
Could be so, you.
Could be you. It could be fuck. I was gonna think of what's the piece of shit governor from Florida? I don't know why he popped into my head. I was like, sponsored. What the fuck? Yeah, sponsored by Florida. How about that? Sponsored by the entire state of Florida. Because I'll be there next year for work.
Florida.
Yeah.
I'll be there next year as well.
Oh yeah? What part?
Miami.
Oh, I'll be in Orlando. That's where our conference is at. So
nice.
I plan on staying on a couple days to play some golf, maybe hit up Disney World. We'll see what's up. Yeah, it should be fun. But anyways, let's go into what you're watching, because I actually have some shit, finally, and not like, and actually new shows, not like, oh, I'm watching Seinfeld. So, Mike, let's start with you, man. What you got going on?
Right now, nothing, man. I've finished watching what I was watching when we last recorded. So if you guys, you guys about to...
You're open. Okay.
Right now you guys are about to request some stuff. That's perfect for me. But perfect. Just really quick, I'll ask both of you. Did you guys end up watching that BS High Doc? Or
No, I finally got Max. So,
okay.
I'm going to be I've been watching some shows on Max, so that's not one of them yet, but it's I saw it. So like, okay, I was like, that's the one Mike's talking about.
Yeah, what about did you start watching the Lakers?
No, I haven't started watching Winning Time yet either. Okay. So that's next on mine. Like, I'm a little disappointed it got canceled, but I do want to watch the first the season one and season two. Okay. So
Then I finished watching Top Boy. I finished it. That was one of the ones I was telling you. That was one of the
which ones? Series.
It's called Top Boy.
Yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah. Okay, nice.
So yeah, right now I'm definitely interested in what you guys recommend.
All right, Eric, what you got going on, man?
what I was, so I was, remember, I kept, the last time we talked, I said I was, you know, watching Reservation Dogs. I finished, that's it, the series is over. So that was, it was pretty cool. I mean, it was just a cool show that I enjoyed for a while, for, you know, three seasons on. But as far as now, what I'm watching now is pretty much what I just need to start. So BS High, it, like Mike said, that's one thing that I have ready. Welcome to Wrexham. I need to watch season two. I haven't watched that. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, and then, the Lakers, like you said, I need to catch that because I missed it all. And now that it's over, I'm like, fuck it, let me just catch them up. And then
way to do it too.
Yeah, I really want to watch the David Beckham documentary too that just dropped. So
that's on Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Okay. So I definitely, that's where I'm at right now. It's just finished what I was watching. Just need to start the new shit that I'm about to start watching. Well, new, but you know, it's, I guess, shit that I got to get caught up with.
Dope. All right. So for me, I have three categories here. One is trash TV, and I'll go through this quickly. I don't recommend it, but it was a ridiculous show to watch because I've never seen it. So it was called Love is Blind. I don't know if you heard of it. It's a weird fucking show.
It's one of those like reality.
100%. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I watched it with my girl, and like, it's an very. It's interesting. It's weird. It's like, you wonder if it's like, how much is this scripted? Like, you think, what would you do in this situation? Like, you get put into pods, and you
the most
you
have to, of it.
like you connect with people that you've never met, and you're like, it's fucking wild, bro.
I those shows are really big. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you're probably better off not watching it. So the second one is Loki season two.
Okay.
Now Disney Plus. I mean, this is now Loki is its own thing. I think it's one of the best pieces of content that Marvel has put out, and you know, Marvel's put out a whole bunch of shit, right, in the last like year and a half. This is probably one of their best pieces of content, in my personal opinion. I think it's great. So Loki season two, I've watched the first two episodes of that were great. And alongside of that, with Max, I started watching Euphoria. And as a father of a daughter, this show fucking horrifies me to no end. It makes me so uncomfortable watching that show.
Watch that seems to me, but aren't they kids in that show?
They're kids. They're high school. I mean, obviously the actors are all older, right? Like it's,
but it just freaked me. It just creeped me out. I felt like I'm being a weirdo when I'm watching that show.
I feel a little strange watching that show, like knowing that they're portrayed to be high schoolers and they're not. Like the actors are older, but it's like, I still remember high school. Like I didn't have the internet, and I can imagine what kind of a piece of shit I would have been if I did. Right. Like it's different. And I know like it's just, it's dramatized, the TV show, it's Max, but like a lot of it's real. Like a lot of it happens now. Like drugs are easy access, the internet, you know, you can. I think one of the first episodes, like one of the girls, like had, you know, like gets into it with a dude, and then her sex tape ends up online. Like that wasn't a fear we had in high school. Like it's a little freaky. It's a little freaky. So like, those are the shows I was like, and it's me. You know, as a father, I'm like, damn, like. But I have to be aware that this stuff happens. Obviously, I can't like be an idiot about it. So it's like, it's a I think I'd rather watch like Loki in many ways, but it's an interesting show. And I think that like if teenagers are watching this shit or the younger generation is watching this, I think I need to understand what's happening. If that makes sense.
Yeah, got you. Haven't watched two of the three that you named. I've seen like a few episodes, season one of Loki.
Loki's dope, man. Loki's it's dope.
It's not really like my type, my kind of shit, but yeah, it is pretty dope. I did like it. It's a good time probably to catch up right now that the second season started, just to go back, rewatch the, like I said, I kind of watched the episodes in between.
Yeah,
that shit was pretty dope.
And one show I want to watch actually that I haven't watched is Ahsoka on Disney Plus. And that's the Star Wars show with what's her name? Rosario Dawson. So she is okay. Ahsoka. And if you ever watched the Clone Wars, the cartoon back in the day, like that's it falls right off of that. So that's going to be next up for me, is to kind of pop that on and check it out. And obviously we got the Lakers coming up. So whatever. And Aaron, Bill Maher last week, tonight's back. So like I just watched Bill Maher on the whole Middle East situation, which is over fucking whelming. And we will definitely not talk about that shit here, but that's why I love Max.
I don't really watch Bill really much, but definitely John Oliver.
I know. Sure. Well, I saw Last Week Tonight came out too. So like, I'm going to go watch that. And maybe even after this podcast is over, like it's one of my favorite shows. You know how much we love John. So he's the man.
Also real quick, before we go, I don't know if you guys saw Burt Young pass away. He played Polly in the Rocky movies.
Oh, Uncle Polly. Shit. Yeah. 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 Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
83. So RIP, you know what I mean? It's, legendary, I guess. So that's great. That sucks.
Well, shout out, rest in peace. And I think it's a perfect way to end it. So shout out to, it's the Day of the Dead month, so now he'll throw them on your altars. Actually, low-key, I just made one of mine for the first time. It's pretty dope. Got my grandparents on there. Got like my uncle. Like Jews aren't good about death, so I'll adapt some shit from Mexican culture.
Okay,
you know. But anyways. That's going to do it for us. Anything else that you guys want to add on this part two that's kind of gone off the rails?
Okay. Niners got to get back on track. Yep.
There you go.
Niners got to get back on track on against Minnesota, and they all be well.
It's a perfect opportunity. So
Prime time,
Monday Night Football. Let's beat the shit out of Kirk Cousins and make sure that he doesn't go on Instagram showing that fucking chain.
Remind everybody.
6-1.
And remind everybody that we're still that squad.
Oh yeah, and we didn't even get a chance to talk about it, but Lake Show's winning a championship this year. Like, let's be real, right? Like,
they're looking good.
Win that title, Max Christie, Sixth Man of the Year. So we'll see.
Okay.
Well, maybe 1 year. Maybe may not get the minutes this year, but we'll talk about it as the season progresses. But until then, After Hour Sports. Check us out. I think we're still on X somewhere. Oh no, I think we got our account hacked. So we're trying to get that back.
I remember you telling me something about that.
That's right. Yeah. So we'll figure it out. But until then, it's always a pleasure. Thank you everybody for keeping on this journey. This is like year five or whatever this is. And we'll either be back next Sunday or Tuesday.
Yes, sir.
All right, Joe. Have a wonderful week. Be safe. All right. Peace out. Peace.